Lord's grace, his mercy, his peace be yours through God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It was Friday, but now, let me hear it. And you know what that means? He is risen indeed. Our Lord, who was crucified, lives. He rose physically, bodily, completely. And from that comes every blessing that God can ever bestow on us. Forgiveness, hope, life, peace. And one of the greatest blessings is what Paul talks about here, the resurrection of the dead. Job talked about it, that even though his body be destroyed after death, yet in his own flesh, with his own eyes, he shall behold God his Redeemer. Paul tells us the same. All those who have died, whose bodies have been lost in the depths of the sea, whose bodies have turned to dust, whose bodies cannot be found by other people, who lie in unknown graves. Those of you whom you love, who have fallen asleep in Christ, every person who has died shall rise physically, bodily, renewed, restored, glorified like Christ. Think what that means for the hope that it gives us that death does not end life. God restores us, just as our Lord was raised from the dead. And yet there are many for whom those words mean little. They don't believe them. I've even talked to pastors who see them as nothing more than an allegory, a story nicely told, but yet not a reality. And Paul lays out for us here what that means. If the dead are not raised, if all those who have fallen asleep in him, if all those who have been turned to dust by the ages, if they do not rise, Paul lays out here for us what that means. And that's something we need to understand, that we might know and that we might cling to that which God gives us as hope for not just this life, but for eternal life. Paul says it very clearly right here. If Christ be not risen, your faith is in vain, futile. All your trust in God, your hope, that when life comes down upon you like a ton of bricks, that God is with you. Your trust that God will see you through no matter what the most difficult circumstances is that you may face. All that kind of faith, one huge mistake. Gone. Finished in vain. Now why? Well, you can see it, can't you? If Jesus, who lived a perfect life, who trusted his whole life to God, who trusted his life on that cross when he died to his heavenly Father, if he trusted God to deliver him, if he believed the scripture which prophesied of him that God would not leave his soul in hell, or allow his Holy One to see decay. If Jesus trusted that, and that's what faith is, and God did nothing. Well, if Jesus trusted God and that was the result, how can you trust God? I mean, if that's the case, then you can't trust God's love and you can't trust his power. How can you trust God's love? Again and again in Scripture, we have God the Father calling Jesus his beloved Son at his baptism, his transfiguration. And then if God the Father sat back and watched the crucifixion and did nothing, if he left it at that, then how can you tell me God is love? If not even his own beloved Son, his only Son, God become man, dwelling in this world, If not even God had that kind of love for his son, then how can he have love for you and me, sinful people that we are? If Christ is not raised, you can't trust his love. And if Christ is not raised, you can't trust his power. Because the battle at Calvary, it was not between Jesus and the Pharisees. It was between Jesus and Satan. And if the cross finished all things, then that means that the devil won. How can you trust God's power if Satan conquered our Lord? Can you imagine what a savage cry would have gone up in hell had Jesus remained in the tomb? It would have been, "We won! And God is finished." Oh no. You can't trust God's love and you can't trust God's power if Jesus is not raised. And that's what it means for your faith to be in vain. Does it matter to you? Is your faith so important that it would matter if you lost it or it were taken away? Would it make a difference in your everyday life? Perhaps in some moods, maybe not. We're often very vague and indefinite about what our faith means to us. We go through our day-to-day life consumed by all the events of the day, the worries and cares that we have. And too often we don't give much thought to our faith. Only when we get into a difficult situation do we look to God and say, "Get me out of it." But beyond that, faith tends to be something we just take for granted. But I know this. If life wanted to come and take away your faith for good, you'd be on your feet. And you'd be crying out, "No, no, not that. Take my money, take my house, take my car, take my health. But leave me my faith." Because it does matter. It matters all the world. You can't live without it. Not once you've known Jesus by faith. Not once you've known the goodness of God and his mercy. You can't live without it. Can you imagine Jesus showing up somehow and suddenly telling us that everything he had told us had been a mistake? Faith does matter. And you can't live without it. But if Christ is not raised, it's gone. So far for the first thing. Now look at the second. If Christ be not raised, you are still in your sins. Think about that. All this talk about forgiveness. Foolishness. God putting our sins behind him. God taking our sins and drowning them in the depths of the sea, as it were. God turning what stains us into something as pure as new snow. All this talk about forgiveness is nothing but nonsense if Christ is not raised. You are still in the grip of sin, and not just now, but forever. And why? Why is that? Look at it. If Jesus' attempt to be a Savior failed, then sin is at the last word. If he could not buy himself back from having the sin of the world put on him, then where does that leave us? And if he died on that cross and that was it, then instead of breaking the power of sin, sin broke him. And where does that leave you and me? Still in our sins. Does it matter? For you, for me, does it matter? See, we're very modern, aren't we? We don't trouble ourselves that much about sin anymore, do we? Sin is a social mistake. Sin is something which other people do. Sin is something which happens far away at another time, and we don't give all that much thought to it. Does it matter? This thing called sin. Well, I know this. If you see what's really involved, that when forgiveness goes, then peace goes, and then joy, and then hope, and heaven itself. If you see that, I think you'll be pretty quick to cry out, "You can't take that away from me. I need forgiveness." Because it does matter. It matters all the world. In fact, you can't live without it, not once you have known the goodness of being forgiven by God. Remember when you were a kid and you tried to get away from your shadow? Sometimes you'd play games with other kids. You'd try and jump quick enough to get away from your shadow. You couldn't do it, could you? No one ever could. No one can. That's what sin is like if there's no forgiveness. You can't get away from it. It's always there. It follows us. Ever lay awake at night, awake because of something you did or said or didn't do that you should have? Ever lay awake at night? Can you imagine what it would be to be like that every single day of your life? Knowing that there's no hope, no getting away from it, no forgiveness. And you never know when it's going to come right back and bite you in the butt. You can't get away from the consequence of sin if there's no forgiveness. It's there. And so at some point, it's going to rise up and it's going to nail you. You see, it does matter. This thing called forgiveness. It matters so much that you can't live without it. And if Christ is not raised, it's gone. If Christ is not raised, you are still in your sins. Okay, now to the last matter. Paul says, if Christ be not raised, then they also who have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Got that? Gone. Perish, blown out of existence like you blow out a candle. No heaven, no hell, nothing. Never to be met again. All those who have fallen asleep in Christ are perished if Christ is not raised. Now why? Why so with that? Oh, really? Come on. If Christ could not get through this thing called death, how could they? And how could we? If Jesus could not overcome dying, then where does that leave us? And that is why if Christ is not raised, if Christ is still dead, then every single person who's ever fallen asleep in him, every single person who's ever died, they're gone. Completely. Does that matter to you? That's a foolish question, isn't it? Of course it matters. Does anything else matter more? Because as long as love is love, and as long as one human heart clings to another, it matters all the world. I don't know about you, but I can't live without that. If everything ends here, then we should tell God that he was cruel to make us. And even crueler to put love in our hearts and then snap it like a twig. If that's the case, that death ends it all, that all who have died are perished, that love is ended, friendship is ended, everything we know and cherish has ended, then we should do well to tell God it would be better if he had not made us at all. And that is true if death finishes love and life forever. And if Christ be not raised, it does. I don't know about you, but those three things, those three results, if Christ was not raised from the dead, well, like I say, I don't know about you, but they put a chill into my heart and a chill into my soul. No faith, no forgiveness, no life. But, if Christ is raised, if he did come through this thing called death, if his body did not lay in that tomb beyond Sunday morning, if God did not let his Holy One, his Son, see decay and corruption, if Christ is raised from the dead, then faith is real. It is crowned, victorious. It is vindicated. And then in the darkest moment of your life, you are safe in knowing that God, who kept his promise to his Son, is going to see you through too. There was a time when one of Martin Luther's enemies sneered at him. And he said, "Luther, tell me, when the whole world turns against you, when your king and the princes and the church and the world have turned against you, where then will you be?" Luther paused a moment and looked at him and said, "Where will I be?" He said, "I will be where I am right now, in the hands of the Almighty God. And if Christ has been raised, then you and I stand right where Luther did and where every other believer did. Where Job did and Abraham did. Where Adam and Eve did. Where David did and Paul and Peter and James and John and all the martyrs who followed after. We all stand in that same faith in the same hands of a loving, almighty, and powerful God. And that means you can trust his love. And you can trust his power. If Christ is raised from the dead, then your faith is absolutely certain. And if Christ be raised from the dead, then sin has been defeated. It's been broken. The power of sin has been destroyed. God has brought to you in Jesus forgiveness. Forgiveness for everything you've ever done. Forgiveness for everything you will do. Forgiveness for being a sinner. If Christ is raised from the dead, then God has taken that burden of sin off your soul and your heart. And as it were, he's wrapped it up into a ball and rolled it down Golgotha right into that empty tomb. And there it's never going to be seen again. Because then the word of Scripture is true that Christ was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. In other words, simply put, Christ is raised and you are forgiven and you stand before God as one of his children in his love and mercy. Because if Christ has been raised from the dead, then all your sins have been taken away on that cross. God nailed it there. And the blood of Jesus Christ washed it away. And if Christ be raised from the dead, then those who have fallen asleep in him are alive. Those whom you loved in this world and have said farewell to, it's only for a little while. Those who you hope to see again, you will with your own eyes. You who shed tears at the grave of a dear one have had those tears now wiped away from your soul by God himself. What a new note. What a note of joy that puts into our lives. Grim Death, you thought you would rob me. You were wrong. Because Christ lives, Christ is raised. And that means life is certain in him, life now and life forever. Then the dead who have fallen asleep in him have not perished, but they are with him. And they live now in his presence. And they look forward, as shall all of us too, to that day when Christ shall return and shall call us forth from the graves, body and soul restored once more, glorified like him, all the effects of sin gone. Because if Christ is raised from the dead, then those who have fallen asleep in him are alive. And they and we shall also rise too. All that if Christ is raised from the dead. If Christ is raised from the dead. If. But now listen to Paul, if an if still dwells a little bit on your heart. Now, Paul says, now is Christ risen from the dead. And every word of that is a trumpet note in our lives and in the life of this world, in the life of every person who has been or will be. Now is Christ risen from the dead. And with that, he would sweep away every horror from our souls. If Christ has not been raised, but Christ is risen. And if you say to yourself, really, really, is that true, Paul? Paul would say, go ask Peter. Go ask John. Go ask Andrew. Go ask James. Go ask the women who gathered at the tomb that early morning. Go ask all the other hundreds who saw him, those who touched him, ate with him, those who had their lives changed by him, those who left their word of this in the Bible for us who came later to know that it's absolutely true. And then says Paul, come and ask me. I've seen him on that road to Damascus. I've seen him. And I know the power and love of that risen Christ, and I know what he does in changing every life that he comes to. So should you have the least doubt this morning in your minds and your hearts that Christ is raised, then be sure. Take that doubt and roll it into that empty tomb. Because Christ is risen. He lives. And that means your faith is sure, your sins are forgiven, and you and every person who trusted him in him has eternal life and shall rise again. It was Friday, but now it is indeed. Christ is risen. Amen. And now God's peace, which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and minds by faith to eternal life in the risen Lord. Amen.